This is Stateside, and I'm Cynthia Canty. We turn now to one of the leading lights on the new music scene, Bill Band, led by composer and educator Bill Ryan. It's been 9 years since the last CD released from Bill Band, although Bill Ryan's continued to make his mark on contemporary music with his teaching at Grand Valley State University and the GVSU New Music Ensemble. It's really putting Grand Valley and Michigan on the map for those who follow and love contemporary music. So now, after 9 years, comes a new release from Bill Band. It's called Towards Daybreak, with emotive post-minimalist new music. Composer, conductor, producer, and educator Bill Ryan joins us now from Grand Valley State. Bill, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you. Well, you and Bill Band got so much critical praise with your 2004 album, Blurred. So why did it take nearly a decade for you to return to Bill Band?
Well, life. There's the short answer. That came out in 2004, and the very next year I moved, relocated from New York to West Michigan, and came to, I got a position at Grand Valley State University. And then why I got that position was I wanted to sort of start a new music culture, contemporary music culture, and that took a lot of work. And so I started an ensemble, and we did a couple cool projects, including three CD commercially released products. And I have found that I can only keep one of those going at once. So I did continue to write slowly, but really that was my focus, to sort of set up a nice foundation. And then that's done. And now, so the time is perfect for me to kind of refocus back to my own stuff for a bit.
And just for folks who may not be familiar with Bill Band, the musicians who work with you, tell us a little about them. Where are they from, and how long have you worked together?
Yeah, I like to produce events and create events and make connections. And so a lot of what I do, in addition to composing, is produce concert series and do kind of residency educational things at my institutions. And so when I was in New York at Suffolk Community College, I met all of these players, most of these players, by supporting them in what they do as performers and composers and presenting them. So that's how I got to meet these people. And then we became really terrific friends through that work, and since then have specifically written music for them. There are five players in the group from New York from those days. And then also two of my colleagues at Grand Valley State are in the ensemble. And then we had an eighth member who's now in Chicago, who's in the ensemble. So it's a sort of scattering of locations, but a really super core group of people. I believe a lot in team chemistry. And that is, I think, has a lot to do with the success of how well they play.
I would have to imagine that it's so important for the kind of music you play, where there really is a real core connection between everybody.
Yeah, that's right. It's it's chamber music, so in terms of how they realize things, there's no conductor, so there's a ton of communication going on, subtle communication, with glances and little physical gestures, and all of these players have worked together in various capacities and really know one another professionally and personally. And they're all great improvisers. They're comfortable playing music, classical music or pop music or jazz music, and so they exist in these different worlds, which is really critical to my music. You know, I need those kind of players that have that understanding.
Well, can you give us some sense of how Towards Daybreak, the new release, differs from your 2004 release, Blurred?
Yeah, I mentioned before, life sort of happened in this distance between 9 years ago. And this music is all coming more from, as I get older, as we all do, we accumulate experiences, good and bad. And that has for sure happened to me, and I've noticed more of those, that experience coming out in my music. And so a lot of these tracks on the CD are reflecting a particular experience or an event or a more general thing. There's a track that I wrote for my father who passed away right when I moved out here. There's another for my mother who passed away earlier. But then there's also positive. There's a track on there that kind of reminds me of my two girls.
Which track is that?
And that's called Sparkle. That was originally commissioned by a dance company, Karen Stokes Dance, down in Houston a couple years ago. But as I wrote it, even when I was writing it, I don't know, for some reason, my girls, who are Sophia and Anneli, 9 and 12, mm-hmm. just sort of jumped into my head as I was writing. And so it's kind of this like sparkly, girly, positive little piece.
It's a wonderful track.
Thank you.
And I'm going to ask in a moment if you'll tell us which tracks came from losing your parents. But before you tell us, I'd like, if I might, to hazard a guess. And I'll say that because a loved one who's very, very dear to me has just been moved into hospice. Mm-hmm. So I'm beginning the process of saying goodbye to her. And mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, without knowing what tracks were related to your parents, I found that track 8, which is Blurred, mm-hmm. really captures what I'm feeling inside. Was that one of the ones for your parents?
Track 8 was, sort of that started all of this. My mother was killed in an automobile accident in 2000. Mm-hmm. Obviously very tragic and sort of knocked me off my feet artistically for several years, and I wasn't able to get anything together to write. Mm. And when I was sort of finally able to, 2003-ish, that's the piece that came out. I wasn't sort of consciously trying to do that. It just, you know, that was just, I was consumed with that. And track 8 was the result of that. And then track 1, what opens the CD is Simple Lines. And that's a sort of, a lush cello mm-hmm. piece that's concerned with my father's passing. He passed away from cancer, and was again, I didn't set out to write a piece about him. Yes. It was more like I was in this certain frame of mind and reflecting a lot on his life, and that piece came out.
And you've had to really cope with the two extremes, the sudden loss and then the protracted dying, that you had to live through that, and you really do hear it in the tracks.
Oh yeah. Again, I just find it very interesting. When I was a young composer, I approached my music based on that sort of absolute things like, oh, that's an interesting rhythm, let me explore that, or that's an interesting melody, with no thoughts of kind of extra musical events. And as these experiences have happened, both good and bad, I just find my frame of mind changing when I write.
You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and speaking with Bill Ryan, composer, teacher, and his new CD with his band, Bill Band, is out now. It's called Toward Daybreak, and certainly making his mark on contemporary music as a teacher at Grand Valley State University, and also leading the GVSU New Music Ensemble, which has done very, very well. And it's just amazing to think that these young musicians can come to you and wind up kind of fast-tracking themselves into a process of recording CDs and making music that's acclaimed from coast to coast. And I wonder, as you look at those youngsters, do you see yourself, your early years when you first became drawn to music?
That's a good question. I suppose in a way. I mean, when I was very young, I was just very curious, and many of our students come here and they're not exposed to contemporary music because
right.
the literature they tend to play is hundreds of years old by people that aren't on the planet anymore. Mm-hmm. And so just seeing the my students, sort of their eyes light up when they are exposed to someone, when they get to meet a composer in the flesh, that reminds me. I mean, because for sure, I went to school to be a band teacher and a trumpet player. And then later in my training, as a junior maybe, I became real interested and exposed, thanks to my teacher to contemporary music. So that does remind me a little bit of my path.
You compose, you produce, you teach. Are there other career goals that you're aiming for?
Other career goals? You know, I have to say I am super content. I love what I do. I love the fact that I do have these different, you know, I'm just not a composer, which is mm-hmm. possibly why maybe I'm not prolific as those that are, but I do like to produce events. I love to teach. And I think of it, if I didn't love to teach and I was just pursuing writing, my teaching would suffer and my students would as well. So, I very content. I would love it if I could continue to work with this ensemble, the Bilban Group, maybe write another CD or two. So who knows?
Bill Ryan, his all-star septet is Bill Band, and their new release is Towards Daybreak. And of course, he'll be continuing teaching at Grand Valley State, GVSU, New Music Ensemble. Much happening in new music in West Michigan, all thanks to Bill Ryan. Thanks for talking with us today, Bill.
Thanks so much for having me.